If you're a retailer, this idea of selling things without operating physical stores is very attractive. You can sell to anyone, anywhere. You don't have to pay rent or hire sales staff. For the past few years, a businessman named Andy Dunn has been telling the world how he did it. Here he is on Fox Business Channel in 2011.
Well, we had a funny insight, which is if you don't have stores, you can actually deliver better service than if you do.
Dunn's business is selling men's pants. His company is called Bonobos, like the ape, and he's the CEO. Now, you might think because men come in all different shapes and sizes, it would be hard to sell them pants over the internet. No problem, Dunn said.
Now we've got free shipping both ways, return policies anytime you want, and that adoption rate is still at 90%.
This is some chest thumping. Dunn's claim is that he figured out how to get men to do something many of them hate to do, shop for clothes. And they're doing it over the internet, which saves Bonobos money. So, 2 years later, what am I doing here?
How do those pants feel?
The pants feel great. I'm squatting now.
Doing a lot of squatting?
I'm in the new Bonobos store in Soho. Lauren Cozy, my guide, has me in a pair of dark jeans. Around me, there are rock and roll posters and exposed brick walls. It's a high-end boutique in an expensive part of town. Exactly what Bonobos was not going to do.
Why are you opening stores?
Well, what we realized was that even though online was growing very rapidly, and it is.
This is Brian Wolf, Bonobos' chief financial officer.
It still today, within clothing, within apparel, represents only 12% of entire purchases. So there's still 85, 88% of people still like to purchase offline.
So for every guy who's willing to click complete order, there are seven more who would rather visit the changing room and then decide. By now you may be thinking, well, duh. But for e-retailers, this is a deep insight.
That's the nature of a startup. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to be when you grow up.
And Bonobos isn't alone. Piperlime, which sells clothes on the web, recently opened a physical store. Etsy is now selling crafts inside Nordstrom stores. And online eyeglasses maker Warby Parker now has boutiques in several cities. Sucharita Mulparu, a retail analyst for Forrester Research, has observed a pattern in the life cycle of the e-commerce startup. Businesses like Bonobos tend to grow fast, at first, but as they mature, it gets harder to keep growing.
The challenge is in the online world, retailers typically will pay anywhere from 50 to north of, you know, 20 to north of $50 for what we call customer acquisition costs.
Customer acquisition costs. Turns out consumers don't just materialize. Online retailers have to get their attention. They do this by paying for web ads and search results. Mulparu says a startup typically spends $20 for each new pair of eyeballs, but that price rises steadily as new customers become harder to find.
So if what they're paying for is awareness, they're probably finding that, you know, it makes just as much sense to just plop a store in some really high traffic area where people are in the mindset of shopping, like a Soho, and, they're likely to get as many useful impressions that ultimately lead to future traffic on their site.
Web brands that make the decision to get physical are also adapting the concept of the store. Bonobos outlets and Warby Parker stores are more like showrooms for their websites. You go, you check out the product, and then you place an order that comes in the mail. No shopping bag needed. I met Emma Meltzer, a young actress, outside the Warby Parker store in Soho.
If there hadn't have been a showroom, I definitely would not have approached Warby Parker, to be honest.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Because if you can't try it on, like I never buy shoes online because that doesn't make sense to me.
For many people, seeing and touching the product before you buy it still matters a lot. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.